For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
In our 10 o'clock hour, our On the House hour, where we spend the entire month on a specific topic on your house, home, castle, or cabin. The month of March has all been universal design, and we're finishing that up with Donna Taylor, COO of Lifestream Complete Senior Living. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Thanks for spending Saturday morning with our Arizona listeners. If you are in a situation where maybe you need assisted living or you've got family that's nearing that area, or if you're 25, 50 years away from it, start thinking about it now, because it's expensive if it's not done right and if it sneaks up on you. I know friends that his mom's in a place, $10,000 a month.
Goodness. Well, it doesn't always have to cost $10,000
no.
a month.
But for her healthcare needs, this facility is, That could destroy your budget pretty quick.
Eat it up.
And retirement savings and talk about changing lifestyle quickly if you didn't have a huge surplus of savings.
Well, absolutely. Assisted living can be expensive, and if your care needs increase, then it can get more expensive. There certainly are ways to mitigate some of that expense, and some of that just goes into good planning, having a good plan, and having that good plan sooner, as you said, sooner rather than later.
And that's the point of this broadcast, is to start the planning, start, or at least to get you thinking about it. And one of the things that you can consider is what one of the newer services y'all offer is the short-term rehab.
Yeah, so we're at Lifestream. We are really excited about this new concept that we have come up with. And I can't say that we necessarily came up with it. We've got some really great people out in the across the United States who are doing this concept in care. It's called Short-Term Rehab Home at Lifestream. And what we have done is we have taken a home and we have converted it to, it's a 7,000 square foot home with 10 private bedroom suites, to provide a place for people who need some short-term rehab following an illness, an injury, an accident, something bad happens that causes somebody to need to have that short-term rehab support. They are not able to go to their own home. We said, how about the next best thing? Let's still do it in a home so that rather than having to go from a hospital to another facility, they're going from a hospital to our short-term rehab home where they're going to do therapy 7 days a week. They're going to, or they have access to therapy 7 days a week, but instead of pretending to do the things that are important to their recovery from whatever this thing was that happened to them, they're actually doing those things in a home environment.
And where is that facility located? Is that the Youngtown location?
It is at our Lifestream at Youngtown location, yes, at 115th Avenue in Peoria.
And I should have asked you this beforehand, but I was talking to Scott earlier about how Youngtown got its name. Are you familiar with that story?
I am not.
Okay, we'll have to go back. I won't misquote anything, but it's very ironic that Youngtown is actually a retirement community. So it's actually the opposite of what the name is.
I actually think it was founded as a retirement community, but it is now a multi-age community, but it sits right adjacent to Sun City. So I did not know that story, but it would not surprise me because it was a retirement community. But our Lifestream at Youngtown community is our largest community in the Lifestream family, does sit right there in the heart of Youngtown.
Now, these are 10 private suites.
Yes.
For the temporary short-term rehab?
Absolutely. So when we think about short-term rehab, it is that thing that happens when you need physical therapy or occupational therapy, speech therapy, sometimes respiratory therapy. And many times that has to happen in a facility. Sometimes you can go home after a hospital event and you can bring home health in to support that. But a lot of times, depending on how significant the event was, especially seniors might need a little extra time in some place that has that full spectrum of healthcare. And so they go to a short-term rehab facility. And instead of it being a facility, Livestream said, let's do this in a home. So when instead of going to a pretend or a practice kitchen to figure out cooking meals and those kinds of things, we actually have a full kitchen. It's a beautiful kitchen. It's one I'd love to have in my own home. Go into that kitchen and prepare your meal and do it with a therapist standing right beside you, helping you think about ways that you can do that better. Our entire goal at our short-term rehab home is to get you back on your feet so that you can go to wherever the place is that you call home.
I got the privilege of touring the rehab center with you a couple weeks ago. Becky and I came out just to kind of look around, and it is a very homey feel. You walk into this great big living room area with the kitchen, and people are sitting around together visiting, and, you know, it functions like a home. And having, you know, this isn't only about the elderly. I know a lot of people may tune out thinking, well, this doesn't apply to me, but with Rosie's accident, he went from different kinds of care, and where he ended up was an acute rehab, which is like kind of like this, where, but he was in a hospital bed, you know, a bedroom, and then had to go all the way down the hall, and they had a few mock-ups, you know, what it would look like to stand in a kitchen. They had him fix eggs one morning, you know. But here, you're actually as if you're living life. So the whole experience is rehab, not just, like, he would have it scheduled for maybe 1 hour in the morning and then another hour in the afternoon. But here, you can actually kind of live the rehab. This is what it's going to feel like. You can walk outside. There's different changes in elevation and different changes in texture. So if you're having to walk outside, you get to practice at the rehab place that you guys have, at Livestream Rehab. Or you get to just stand up in the kitchen and feel what it would feel like to have to reach over and get something out of the refrigerator and get it together and put it on the stove. So it's much more realistic in its approach.
And one important thing that our therapy team has been doing is they're going to the home of our short-term rehab guests. They actually go to the place that they call home to take a look around their home and first to make some suggestions for what they can do at their home to help them to be successful as they make that transition, but to also understand what they're going to be doing. So, for example, if their bedroom happens to be upstairs, well, that can be a big challenge when you're getting ready to go home after having hip surgery. So they make sure that the stairs becomes a part of the therapy, practicing going up and down stairs so that when they do go home, they have a better chance of being safe and being able to ambulate up those stairs. They also make suggestions like, you could move the furniture around. And so let's talk about, do you get into your bed on the left side or on the right side? So let's move the room around a little bit to make sure that we practice that skill in our short-term rehab home so that when you go home, you've already practiced the side of the bed that you typically get in or out. And I'm really proud of our therapy team for what they've developed as they go into the home. They do the assessment, again, with the same goal as we share the goal that our guest has. We want to go home, and we want you to go home.
And funding for this?
We actually took one of our existing assisted living buildings. It was a home, a 7,000 square foot home with 10 rooms, and converted it to be licensed as a short-term rehab home. And it was not an inexpensive venture. And so we were really thrilled to have the Virginia Piper Charitable Trust and the BHHS Legacy Foundation both come alongside us to provide a significant amount of funding. Plus, we had a private donor who also contributed. And it was nice to have good partners in that they contributed up almost $650,000 combined to help us do this renovation. So it was able to be licensed, but it's also just beautiful and healing and comfortable, and that was our goal.
And y'all are a nonprofit.
We are. We are a nonprofit, faith-based organization. Livestream's been in the Valley for 40 years, providing care and community to seniors. And our goal is to help their lives be enriched, to bring meaningful life and real home. But we are nonprofit, faith-based.
And a new method to your recovery is this Gentronics.
Oh, Gentronics. That's fun to talk about. Gentronics is a technology partner that we have in our rehab home. And it has, for lack of a better description, gamified therapy. And so it uses an Xbox. I'm not an expert at Xbox, but that's what their foundation or their platform is. And it senses your movements. And what it does is it makes therapy, I'll call it a game. Therapy is hard work. It is not fun. If you're hurting, it's not a ton of fun. But if instead of doing leg lifts, for example, you with that band around there that's hard and painful, you were doing it while you were kicking a soccer ball on this game platform, we now know that it tells our mind we're doing something different and we don't focus as much on the hard work or the pain. Instead, we're focusing on kicking that ball through the goal. And that's what Gentronics does. It's also great because it gives us a whole lot of data that is good for us in the business, of course, but it's also good for the person who's recovering to see I came in at this functional level and I've moved in 5 days, I've moved to a different functional level. We can give them that data, and that data is motivating to keep working at it, to keep doing those games, if you will, to get better.
And I know this is a case-by-case situation, but you have 10 suites that you can do this short-term rehab. You know, everyone's road to rehab and recovery and being able to move home is different. But what's the average time that somebody would spend in that facility?
We've had guests that are there as short as 3 days, and they can be upwards of 21 days is kind of a typical rehab stay.
So I was expecting a longer in some applications, but that's pretty good to between 3 days and 3 weeks get you home.
Some of that depend on insurance coverage as well, right?
Yeah. insurance plays a big part in that. Mm-hmm. It's typically, for our guests, it's typically a Medicare stay. And whatever their Medicare plan is, if they have a Medicare Advantage or if they have straight Medicare or supplemental, all of those things play into that. And certainly the insurance does play a part. But we also recognize that the very best place for somebody to get better is their own home. So we want to help them get better as fast as possible to get them home.
No place like home.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Your fiberglass product, in my opinion, it's the right window for Arizona. Explain that a little bit.
Pella's got a patented process. They pultrude fiberglass through this die. It's a matted material. So unlike the back of a shower enclosure, you know how it's random strands and
yes.
All pokey.
Right.
That's not what our windows look like. It looks like almost like a window screen mesh when it comes through and ready to put into the frame. And once it's all heat sealed and made rigid, it goes through a powder coating process. So you can get a really nice looking window that's very strong, very durable.
What matters is how you treat your doors and windows. They are the weakest link. Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.